Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Is that? Well, if you watch Shark Tank like I do, then you know all about a little item coming soon called Pizza Cupcake. And you are as excited as I am. I'll tell you this, it's already available, and Jamie and I love them, Pizza Cupcake. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Craig Kukowski. Cacao. How many weddings have you been to in the last 5 years, and did you enjoy any of them?
I honestly think it's close to zero in enjoyment. I can only remember one. I think I went to one, and it was fun. It was outdoors, and we camped out afterwards, and I don't camp, and I don't recommend it. I don't want to do it again, but for as a one-time thing, yeah. I think one wedding every 5 years is a pretty good pace, because generally I do not enjoy them.
And one camping period is a pretty good pace?
Yeah.
Is what I'm sensing. Well, camping like with tents and sleeping bags?
Yeah, the whole thing. Like outdoors.
Yeah.
And like laying on the ground.
You don't want to pitch that tent indoors. It's just not good.
No.
And thank you for that. And now Chris Alvarado. Papa, please preach. What is your ice cream go-to, and has it changed in the last 3 years? Yeah, that's right.
That's a complicated question. I'd rather talk about those pizza cupcakes.
Yes.
Dude, I saw that episode, and, you know, there's, you know, you watch. Shark Tank is great, and every now and then one product fucking speaks to you, to your insides, right?
Yeah.
That product did that for me.
Well, let me just tell you.
Are they great?
You'll soon have a box coming your way. Oh, I will send you. I will absolutely send you a fucking box.
Jesus,
yeah. Box. Relax, Joey. Give me this. Just give me this time, okay?
Are they savory cupcakes?
Okay, Craig. Just come on.
It is a cupcake that tastes exactly like a pizza, and it's the only frozen to heat and eat food that Jamie gives a giant thumbs up. She thinks all sort of frozen pizza turns out.
You know. You got to tell James this, because he made pizza with cinnamon bread before.
He fucking did. Well, first I'll have Chris review, and then we'll drive James slowly insane. Hey, there's Atul Singh, everybody.
Yay.
Atuliu, if given the opportunity, would you take a seat on a mission to the moon?
No. No, not at all. I'll stay here. Yeah. No. They're not. That's an experiment. No. Amen, if they're asking me to be there, that means something went wrong. All right. They're not trying to send the best and the brightest. They're like, let's try this, and then we'll send some billionaires up. Why aren't the billionaires going? Kevin, you got to ask questions. All right. Why is Spectrum calling me when I don't have Spectrum? You know, ask questions.
Yeah, they were just texting me, but yes, it's a legitimate question. I wish the bot would have called. That would have been awesome. What the hell? It's Caroline Carter, Smarter Carter. Favorite brand of peanut butter and favorite thing to do with it?
I'm not cuckoo for any kind of nut butter, but I'll go with the one I have in my fridge. It's a Trader Joe's.
Sure.
And listen, here's the thing I really don't like. I understand why people like it. Natural peanut butter. There's too much freaking oil in it.
I agree.
But I don't want the sugar from regular kind.
Sure.
So
do you store it upside down?
Okay. Listen, I done that, and you know, I got oil over everything. Yes, the lid wasn't screwed 100% in between when I put it back, but it has fucking wrecked my cabinets. And I just moved in here like a couple months ago, and I had to clean everything, and it's fucking wrecked.
But did you say you put your peanut butter in the fridge too?
Sometimes it's in the fridge. I don't know if I said that, but sometimes I do both.
I'm a fridge guy.
And what do I cook with it? You know what's good is I make a little peanut butter.
What do you cook with it?
I don't think that was a question.
No, it was what do you do with it, but what do you cook with it?
Eggs, perhaps.
Screaming that question.
I like to cook some eggs with my peanut butter.
That'd be a fuck yes. And last but get fucked if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer, the Tingler. When's the ship coming?
Is that my nickname?
Yeah.
The Tingler?
Yeah.
I'm into it. When is the ship coming? Is that what you asked?
Yes, sir.
Keep asking questions.
Can I?
No.
As a follow-up?
The ship ain't coming. We're stuck here. So strap in and get used to it, all right? This is who we got.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, such as a now recording a video of what we're doing, just head on over to the patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, yeah, we're taking those. I'm reading them, and I'm writing them down. Please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Wow, that was almost like I was in church. Scene one comes from patron VIP John Bander, who simply wrote a scene idea going on vacation to a natural disaster. Is the car ready? Is it loaded? Can we go?
Yes.
Can we go?
Yes. Yes.
Where are the kids? Where are the kids?
Can't find my switch. Can't find my blade.
They're looking for their switch and their blade. I asked you to help them, but instead you're outside pestering me.
Yes, having a smoke. That's what I do before we go on a long drive.
That's right. Can you just do it and blow it into my face? I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Can't find my switch.
Honey, did you look in the dock?
Can't find my blade.
Did you look in the knife cabinet?
Okay, calling them one honey and not the other one, I don't think that's helpful.
Well, one is my least favorite, and I'm good. Sure. You want me to lie to my children?
About that?
Found it.
Okay, get in here.
I can't find my switch.
Baby, honey, sweetie, it's in the dock, sweetie.
Found my blade.
Okay. Get in the...
Hello, Parkinson's. Where are you headed?
Hey, Jim. We are driving across country.
All the way?
That's right.
Well, we're gonna start in Chicago. We're gonna
we live.
Yep. We're gonna.
Are you okay, honey?
I don't know.
He didn't finish his cigarette before you asked that question. So I think you caught him a little off guard.
Yep, a little off guard and a little in guard, if you know what I'm saying, Jim. We're gonna head west to
Mr. Tsunami,
California.
I mean, hi, Mr. Dearborn.
Tommy, you got this. You got this.
We're going to a tsunami.
That's it.
Are you going to see that tsunami on the West Coast?
Yeah. We're headed right to it.
Well, that's wiped out. It's a big part of California.
Yes. That's the good news. We bought some property in Nevada and Arizona.
Okay. Well, the odds of that tsunami still being going by the time you get there...
Well, that's
is that a thing, Tommy? Tommy, is that a thing, the being going?
Honey, you know it's being going, and you know this is why I said we should have been going yesterday when we would have a better chance of catching the tsunami after checking in both of our properties.
Jim, this is all before we get in the car.
Mr. Mayor, we just want to talk to you because we got the billboards that say the tsunami's here, but technically it's over. This tourism campaign is...
Well, we put a lot of money into it. Let's keep it going.
Sure, Mr. Mayor. I just want to say that, 32,000 are injured. And and I know you want to get the economy going. You always say, number one, get the economy going. But is this, your wife and children are in the hospital.
And? We put a lot of money into this tourism ad. People need to see it. 32,000 injured. We got to pump those numbers up. People have to come and see the disaster. Visit the West Coast. Visit LA.
Recording.
Visit all the places that were destroyed today.
I'm sorry, he's moving so much out of the frame. It's hard for me to keep him in the middle with the camera.
Chase me!
Let's go. It's gold. You have to get it. Right, Mr. Okay, Mayor, the best part of having you as mayor is getting you to do
waking
your
own... up.
Yeah.
Mr. Dearborn?
What is it, Brendan?
Can you come with us?
Well, I I haven't left Chicago in many years.
I know. I heard about your family and the fire.
Yeah, the local authorities want me to stay here.
But what if you just came? I'll let you hold my blade.
Well, that's a fine blade there, Brendan.
Thanks. Is it true that you used to have a kid who was my age?
I did. Then that damn fire.
What a way to go.
So, I will be a fugitive if I go with you, but
cool.
What the heck? I've always wanted to see a tsunami.
Cool.
And the odds that water is still hanging there like a solid wall in the air days later. Now, you better clear it with your parents. Or I could just hide in the truck.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
All right.
Gotta have a little fun, Mr. Dearborn. Have a little fun.
Just cut a breathing hole for me.
Okay, I got my blade.
Well, there you go.
Oh, okay, so we made it to Nevada, to our first house. How are you doing, boys?
Boys, your mother asked you a question. Answer the damn question.
How?
Are they alive back then?
I don't know. Can you look? I'm driving. Can you turn around and see if they're...
Oh, my God! They're awake.
Mom? Dad? Timmy?
What's
Brendan?
What's up?
Where are you guys? I found the switch.
Oh, shit.
Where is everybody? I can hear you on the Alexa. Are you talking to me through the Alexa?
Oh, my God. Honey, is he stuck? He is stuck in the Alexa.
Fuck.
Dad?
This is my worst nightmare. This is why I said unplug the Alexa.
What if one of them gets in there?
Did you not tell me to unplug the Alexa? I think
what
I would.
What if one gets in there?
I think. Okay. Honey, don't freak out, okay?
Mom?
Honey?
Mom?
Alexa?
I'm scared.
Alexa, can you please get my son out of the inside of you?
And then kill yourself.
You would like to start a new list?
No, Alexa?
Yes?
Can you please, my son, my honey bunny boy, my number one love favorite son is in there with his Nintendo Switch. Can you get him out of you, please?
Adding a Nintendo Switch to your cart.
No, I don't need another one. Alexa!
Psst, Mr. Dearborn. How you doing back there?
The hole you cut wasn't very big.
Can you hear what's going on? My brother's trapped again.
I'm trapped in the trunk. We're running out of air.
You're fine.
Where are we now?
Mom, where are we?
I just said we're in Nevada. Shut up.
Oh, that was just a moment. But then all that stuff happened with Timmy and the Alexa.
Honey, I don't like to hit you, but I'll do it.
She does like to hit me. We're in Nevada.
Local scene.
Do you need anything?
Nevada. Food. You haven't given me food or drink. We've been on the road for, I think, 3 days.
Dad, can I have a snack?
What kind of snack?
Do you like beer?
More than anything.
Can I have a beer snack?
What? Does it mean beer nuts, honey?
He means a beer snack.
Well, what is that?
It's beer.
Oh, as a snack.
Yes.
God damn it, this kid's advanced. we give him one? What do you think?
I just want to see that tsunami. How far away are we from the tsunami?
Mom, how far away are we from the tsunami?
Well, we're going to stop in Nevada, check on our property, then go to Arizona, Nevada. Check our other property.
Boom!
Oh, shh. Here comes the cops.
All right, I got this. Shit. I got this.
Okay.
Can you roll down your window, please?
Yes. Shit. You don't have to make the noise, honey. It just does it.
I like to do it. You know, I used to make...
Good morning, officer. That's my wife. She's hilarious.
Yep. I'll speak to the driver, okay? You and the passenger side can just hang on.
Yep. She's got it.
All right. Well, don't get mad at me. I'll come to the other side. Oh, you know what? I'm going to come to the other side.
Oh, I get to talk to him. This is great. I wonder if he smokes. Good morning, officer. Do you smoke cigarettes?
I do. I'm a Marlboro man myself. Mostly all of us here in Nevada are.
Marlboro Red. It's the best place to be.
I just want to check. You're driving west, and I don't know if you know, but there's been a tsunami in the west, so I don't know.
I know. Those Californians, huh? Hey, kids, keep it down back there. I'm talking to Officer...
Officer Hernandez.
Hernandez! It's
just me. My other my brother's trapped in the Alexa.
Okay,
let me out.
What's that noise?
Let me out. It's his other brother. And he was bad, so we put him in the trunk for a minute. It sounds like.
That's not true, Dad.
Okay. Yeah, honey. Honey, what are you talking about? Our other son's lost in the Alexa, and he's our favorite son.
Excuse me, Officer Hernandez. Honey, do you not hear someone coming out talking from the trunk? So I'm just going to tell the officer that that's one of our children. If you're okay with that, just fucking smile. Jesus. Smiling. Thank you. Officer Hernandez, do you have a family?
Yeah, I do. I got my favorite son, Billy, who's right? 13.
That's the one we got. Yep.
I got one named Charlie.
Get smoke alarms. You won't regret it.
Mr.
Get smoke alarms. They pay for themselves.
You're not going down like this. Take my blade.
Our oldest just started selling smoke alarms, so he's a little forward.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting high school thing to sell.
Can I ask you why you pulled us over?
Oh, good question. I was just checking. You're going west. Again, I'll repeat. There was a tsunami. California has almost fallen off the map, but you're going to go west. This is the only car going west.
We're the only ones headed that way.
Yeah.
Well, look at that, honey.
Wow, this is a good, unique vacation. It's not illegal, right? We can go.
Oh, hey, you know the law, sounds like.
That's right.
Officer Hernandez, I don't talk to kids.
All right. Have a good one. All right, everybody.
All right, you too.
Thank you, officer.
Help me.
He was my hero.
So, Dad, you're not actually concerned about who's in the trunk, right?
Well, now that Officer Hernandez has left.
But wouldn't you want to know who it is in front of the cop in case there was an issue?
No, son. I assumed that whoever's in the trunk, you seem super friendly with. And you're okay with it. So now I have questions for you. Who's in the trunk?
I see, because I'm the bad kid.
Well, you're not the good one.
Ding, ding.
Just got to check on Mr. Dearborn. That's my day. Can't believe the house is still standing after that fire. Oh, shit. I lost him. Oh, shit. I lost him. God damn it. I lost him. Oh, shit. Okay. Fuck. Okay. Mark, calm down. Breathe for a second. He's fine. He's probably just taking a nap or something.
Mark,
okay.
Did you check in on Mr. Dearborn?
Copy over. Checking on him now. He's probably taking a nap. Over.
Don't start your conversations with over. Then I stop listening. So it gets confusing. Over.
I'm looking at him now. I'm gonna find him. Over.
Lieutenant, you're micromanaging Mark. Just let him do his job.
I think the last time I asked my assistant to chime in on matters of state law, was never.
No, you never did. Okay, can I get you? You still having Chinese for lunch?
Yum 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 yum.
Okay.
Wow, you were right. That tsunami is just hanging there. It's just there.
Isn't that something? Look at that, honey.
Oh, my God.
It's a wall of water.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Dad, go see that tsunami. That's what my boy said before he burned alive.
Jim, can I ask how you ended up in the trunk?
Well, Timmy Brendan put me in the trunk. He asked me if I wanted to go along.
Damn, Brendan.
He cut the smallest of holes for me with his blade.
Who's bad now?
Well, you're the hero now, son, because you cut the light.
Honey, no. Stop, Alexa.
I'm going to the light.
Alexa, do not let my favorite son go towards the light.
What Alexa are you talking to?
The one in the car, asshole.
Oh, don't pinch my...
Linda.
Don't pinch.
What?
You needn't be so obvious with which son you love and which you're not sure about.
I don't think I'm being obvious. Can you tell which one I like and which one I hate? I don't think so.
I think he can. And also, the boy in the Alexa is gone.
It's our son.
Well, not anymore.
Why do you call
him? Hey, y'all want to take a photo in front of the giant wall of water? Just kind of frozen in time?
Yes, please.
All right, $60.
Oh,
would you see the injury?
$60.
Would you mind using one of our phones, sir?
Yeah, I don't think we need to do that.
Yeah, look, this is private property, so if you want to take a photo in front of this giant wall of frozen water, I mean, not literally, but just, you know, it's just kind of floating in time. $60.
Can we see the injured people?
Honey.
You want to see the injured people?
Yeah, I heard there was 30.
Why don't you take a look at me? Hmm? Look at my pinky. Look at that.
Hey.
Is that a hangnail?
Yeah, it is. It hurts.
Ask you to back away from my son for a moment there, buddy.
Yeah, I'll back away for $60.
So if the tsunami hasn't crested yet, how did the people get hurt?
Hey, man, shut the hell up, man. You want me to answer that? $60.
I don't think we know how a tsunami works. And that is scene number one. He just wanted $60. Scene two comes from Thomas Lawson, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. You guys are fantastic at everything you do. Well, you've not seen everything. I'll keep it short and sweet, but we'll say that you guys are keeping us all sane with these podcasts. My suggestion, Irish Mob Book Club. Thanks, Toe, T-H-O, for Thomas. Toe.
I said it once. I'll say it again. No more Joyce. Everyone here, everyone brings up Joyce. Can't really read anything else.
Okay.
Anything else.
I understand. I have a pitch for the next book.
Let's hear it then.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Have you ever heard of a book called Ulysses by James Joyce?
James,
of course. It is one of my absolute favorites.
Who hasn't fucking heard brilliant. It? Who
That's hasn't? Fucking brilliant. In your fucking face, Tommy Donegan.
Now, look, before we get into the nitty-gritty about what book we're going to read, that's probably Joyce. Word has come to my ear that there's a rat inside our book club.
Like a literal rat?
There's rats everywhere.
Yes, we have.
A literal rat? No, we I mean someone who's in...
And potatoes.
We live next someone to a rattery.
I know that's that. That's outrageous. We're all Irish here. We're all in the Irish mob.
Of course we know that. Of course we know that.
Of course we know.
That's
Here's
right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, fellas and lady.
Thank you.
If we don't pick a book today, then we've got nothing to show next week. You know what happens when the boss comes?
If we don't have a book report ready for the boss,
we don't That's have exactly a book report.
That's right. And that was what about so embarrassing last time. We had to go and stand up there and do a make report on nothing, make it up. It was so bad.
But what about the rat?
What?
The rat?
We definitely got to do something about the rat, clearly.
That's 100%. 100%. We got a snitch in here who's telling the boss that we're not reading books.
Who's snitching?
I probably suggest it's the one that's not like the others.
What do you mean, me? Because I'm from Glasgow originally.
Fuck me. Right. Me?
Because my parents are Irish. Born and bred. Didn't mean to get burnt out there. You know that.
Let's go around beyond my will. Let's go around the horn one more time, can we please?
What?
Go around the horn.
What the hell does that
mean? Is that a phone?
Is that that's an expression I've never heard before, which makes me Truly. Think that you are the rat.
Hold on, you never heard that expression before.
No.
Around the horn.
No.
Never seen Around the Horn on ESPN?
Great show.
Oh wait, now that you say it, I did see that, but I never associated the ESPN show with that expression, I guess. So egg on my face.
Egg on your face.
Egg on my face.
Seamus, where are you on your face?
Where are you from then, darling, with the eggy face?
What?
Where are you from then, your people?
Cork County, Ireland.
Right. What street?
Wait, why am I getting all these questions? We had the other ones. I feel like this is because I'm the only lass.
Well, you guys know me. I'm Seamus O'Finity, and I'm from Irish Town, and I've been in the Irish mob with you guys for a long, long time.
We know that, Seamus. There's no question there.
No question.
Nobody's questioning you, Seamus. All right.
Let's keep going around the horn.
Seamus, how are you doing in the mob? Are you? Do they believe you?
Why didn't you get this undercover assignment?
Seamus, I'm your. You're the best man for the job, Seamus.
You've got the accent, and I don't.
No, Seamus, you have the name, and that's what all they need. The Irish mob is so hard to get into, and now you're in it. All right. I've been taking care of your family. The family's good, but you can't see them.
Well, why can't I see them?
Oh, this is just the rules, Seamus. Here's a photo. That's your wife. That's your son. He's 14 now, and there's your daughter, and she's 10. Okay. Oh, here they come. Oh, your book report.
James Joyce.
Well, I've got a book report. Got a book report.
You got the boss is coming.
Yes. So we all have our book report ready.
So we agreed, we all read different books and is that what we did?
Yes,
all different Joyce books.
That's right.
Read anything else? Any other book?
No book, just Joyce.
All right.
What does that mean? It's boss.
For fuck's sake. It's Arthur Guinness.
Arthur Guinness.
Right. I want to hear you. Hear ye reports. I want to increase my knowledge.
Arthur, I got to ask. I mean, at some point, we're going to commit crimes, right? I mean, we are the Irish mob. Are there any crimes that you want us to commit coming up in the near future before we get into this?
Seamus, that's a strange question, if you don't mind me saying.
Seamus, well, I won't want to mention any crimes.
What are you getting at, Boyle?
Well, I read Dubliners by James Joyce.
Jesus Christ.
And what'd you think, Boyle?
All the stories take place in Dublin on the same day.
Right.
And it just felt like quintessentially Irish to me. You know, it just reminded me of of growing up in Irishton.
True. Good report. Next.
You're up, Tommy.
My
Tommy,
turn.
You fuck you.
Yeah, Tommy Dingle.
I read Twilight.
What the fuck?
Wait, what? The vampire novel.
By James Joyce?
Oh, yeah, I did that. No, James Joyce didn't write it.
Stephanie right. Meyer, yeah. She's part Irish, yeah. Go ahead.
And it was quite enthralling. A little disturbed that everyone was a tween and whatnot, so that in my head I imagined everyone was in college, you know, just to... But anyway, all in all...
Wait, you know it's not illegal for you to read a book about tweens in love, right?
No, it's wrong. I made that call. It was wrong.
So do you feel like you committed a crime?
No, I didn't.
Good
but
report.
But I did while I was buying the book.
Is that your book report, Tommy, that cocaine. You fucking read it? Is that the extent of your fucking book report?
Jesus Christ. Everyone's coming at me while I'm talking as if I can't even get through it. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck what? It. I didn't read it. I didn't read it. I watched the movies. I watched the movies.
No.
Well, maybe he's the rat.
Rat.
Fuck you, Seamus. You fuck piece of shit.
You.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you, Seamus. Get back. Get back.
No. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I'm Irish and hot-headed.
All right. I want to say something.
You got a report first?
What is it, Michael?
Come on. Share the report. We all want to learn.
Wait. I'm the rat.
Nobody says I'm the rat and actually is the rat.
Michael?
It's true. I'm the rat.
Who are you covering for?
I read Sally Rooney's Normal People.
Oh, what did you think? Did you like it better than Conversations with Friends?
No, actually. I like Conversations with Friends better, but it's okay.
He's so you definitely see not the rat.
No. I am. Listen to my accent. I barely have one.
Can't be the rat. We better promote him.
Yeah. I can't be. That's true.
You're a captain now.
All right.
Normal PayPal.
Normal PayPal?
The app. PayPal?
I thought we exclusively agreed to use Venmo.
We did? That's
so all
records.
The finances are on Venmo. Interesting.
Seamus, how are you doing in there? How was the book report?
Weird. Just weird.
Any crimes?
Oh, well, I think one guy did cocaine. Another guy had thought crimes about tweens. And... And one guy admitted to being the rat when, I don't know if he is or not. Did you send somebody else in?
No.
His accent is worse than mine.
That's not possible, Seamus. You have the worst accent in the world. Seamus, here's a picture of your family. That's your wife. That's your son. He's 15 now.
How are they so much older?
They're getting older every day, Seamus. You're missing them, but you have to stay in the mob. Oh, here they come.
Okay.
James Joyce.
Well, the movie wasn't that bad.
Seamus? Did you want to order some potatoes, Seamus?
I just thought we'd have some potatoes for lunch today.
Well, did you bring some? You can't just say potato and not have any.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I've got these potatoes made just the way that my old...
potatoes.
What kind of potatoes is it?
Just add water.
That's right. Just like my old mom used to make.
Mom used to make powdered potatoes.
She did used to make powdered potatoes. Are you saying I'm not a real Irish member because I have powdered potatoes?
Okay, okay, okay. We're all normal PayPal here.
Michael might be the rat.
We are normal PayPal.
Yes, this is just
Michael might be the rat. Michael's the rat. I could smell it on him.
Wait, me?
It's you, Michael. Yeah, you.
Me? What do you mean?
You know, I'm starting to think Michael's the rat too, ever since you admitted to being the rat.
No, it was just
ever since
attention.
You said you're the rat.
Yes,
I said you're the rat.
No, you said you're the rat, Michael.
I said Michael was the rat.
Yes, and you're Michael.
You're Michael.
You're Michael.
Who wants a Guinness? Who wants a Guinness?
Guinness.
Okay, okay.
When are we going to see Dad again?
What?
When are we going to see Dad again?
Calm down, my Irish children. You know that your Irish father is at work, right? Wait, he's Irish and we're not. I'm sorry.
Mom, you're so fucked up.
Shut up! Shut up! I am so messed up in the head. This police officer comes by to take photos of us every day and just telling us about what your father does. And he's
I hate you.
What did you say to me? Look at me in the eye and say that. Look at me in my one eye and say that again.
Ding dong.
What did you eat? Let me get the door.
Oh, it's me. Alice,
hi.
I need a picture of the family.
No,
I'm going to see Seamus this week.
I hate you.
I hate you.
He's the one you did yesterday. It's not even time.
I hate you.
No.
I have to take it. I have this photographer with me.
Why?
Well, today is the last day of being a mob.
Aww.
Wow, we all graduated. That's amazing.
Well, we have to give
amazing.
It's amazing. We got to give out this special award.
Awards?
Yeah, what is the word? It's like...
Diplomas?
No, like...
certificate?
A medal.
No,
you think
all
this Joyce would have increased your vocabulary.
It has, but not with any words that I could use in day-to-day speech.
Day-to-day.
You know the thing that it's like voted most likely to...
Superlatives.
Yes, superlatives. Yes, we're going to give out these superlatives now. Yes, that's right.
Tommy, weirdly enough, for the seventh year in a row, you've got that special award for you. They'll probably name it the Tommy at some point.
That's right.
Mm. Hi.
I mean, look back at all the crimes we committed. What were some of your favorites that you guys did?
Dad, is that you?
Wait a second. Who's the boy here?
Who's the boy?
What's this
Dad,
kid doing?
Dad, I hate you. I hate you, piece of shit.
Hey, kid, how'd you get in here?
Get out of here, kid.
I don't know you either. I hate you.
Who is this kid? Get him out of here.
Who is this kid?
Just so you know, Mom lost her other eye. Okay?
What?
What's going on?
Tommy, grab him. Listen to me, you little freak. Don't be coming in here thinking you can just point at any one of us and say, we're your dad, because it ain't true. I'll cut your head off and slam it down your ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I'm in the Irish mob. I don't have kids.
He is my dad. That's my dad.
Right. And
okay,
I'm your grandfather.
Prove it, boy.
Hold him, Tommy. Hold him tight. Let me teach this kid a thing or two.
Hold on. I want to know. I want to see if he can prove that that's his dad.
Oh, we're going to play that game, are we? Fine. Why is he your father? Why would you say Seamus of all of us is your dad?
There's a photo in my jacket pocket. Pull it out.
Oh, is there a photo in there, Tommy?
See, there's here. There is a little photo.
Well, anybody could have doctored that, photoshopped that.
Well, I was just going to say the photo just looks like your wife, no eyes, or someone's wife, no eyeballs. And then this young lad here, but I don't see any
dads. Okay, I'll say it's me. I'm his dad. I'm the rat. Come here, my boy.
I told you, Michael was the rat.
My wife has no eyes. Come here.
Get off him. You're not my dad.
I love you. I love you. We're going to go do dad and kid things now, okay?
Dad and kid? What do you mean dad and son?
Let's go. Let's go for a walk. Sorry.
Michael, please stop fucking touching the boy. I'm begging you.
It's a bit creepy. It sounds like something out of Twilight.
It's a hug.
See? Now you get it. Now you understand what I'm saying.
Or it's like that scene in Normal PayPal where they have teen sex.
Oh, PayPal. Yeah.
Okay, Dad, kid. I hate you. You're the worst dad ever. I hate you for being an undercover detective trying to infiltrate the Irish mob.
What the heck is this guy going on about?
All right, Tommy, hold him tight. I'm going to teach this kid a lesson.
Seamus, I'm sorry I had to tell your son about everything.
Oh, fuck you, Alex. Fuck you.
No, it's, we were having a bonding moment. It was after an accident with your wife, but we had a really nice time chatting, and I just opened up.
You're terrible at your job, man. You are terrible at your job.
I know. I should have gotten the assignment. You should have been here with your family. I'm single. I mean, I'm on the apps. I'm on normal PayPal. I'm trying to meet people, and it's not going well. But I'm really sorry about your son and your wife's eyes, and I hope you'll forgive me.
All right, do you get any photos?
No, I brought you this book as a gift.
Well, Seamus, you've been debriefed. We're going to give you a new name. All right, it's going to be Jim Dearborn. All right, we're going to relocate you to Chicago, and we actually have a family that you're going to be living with. Okay?
Okay. Do I have an elaborate backstory as Jim Dearborn?
Sure. Come on. Yeah, you. Come on. Yeah, you.
Do you want to get with this, Jim?
I mean, the more detail, the better. I mean, the work that I put into creating Seamus Affinity.
Yep.
Pardon me, guys. Hey, Roger? I'm part of the relocation services. Just want to let you know, this is an old house you're moving into, okay? Old house.
Get a different house.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's the only house we can provide him right now.
In Chicago, it's the only house we can get.
Well, I mean, the prices in Chicago are through the roof. Let's be real.
Through the fucking roof.
Square footage-wise, it's not. It's comparable.
We're putting him on the north side.
Yeah, we're talking about appliances and everything else in there.
I'm just saying, relocation services hasn't been pulling their weight when it comes to witness protection. Wow.
Listen, Jim, your address is 1616 North Wells, okay? And that's your new home. Just be careful. It's old.
Well, we were working on the backstory. Let's give Jim a little more to play with than what his address is. No, thanks. Now he knows.
Thank you.
All I know about Chicago is
doesn't seem much. Am I right? It doesn't seem much.
A lot of hemming and hawing.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm here for the backstory department.
Thank you, Cindy.
Oh, someone's wife. I'm supposed to be.
Yep. This is Cindy, Jim. This is your wife, and you're gonna have two kids. One of which is kind of super great. The other one, a little shaky.
Okay. Solid.
Backstory. Let's say that you you work in paint. You invent paint.
That's great.
And you smoke now. You smoke now. Definitely.
Oh, I love that.
We got to. She's different. From the backstory department. It sounds like you guys are just riffing at this point.
No, I'm literally from the backstory department. Like I am part of. I'm your wife, but I'm not creative. So please don't. Okay. Please don't ask me to work outside of my.
How about this? How about like you might be half? What you're maybe a werewolf. Maybe you're a werewolf. Or like a vampire
who paints and smokes. This is good stuff.
And then let's see what else.
Hello, I am here. I'll be playing your son.
He's good.
I'm equity. It's not a big deal.
Rada, Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts. This kid is
Rada. All right, so what's the backstory? Who's this lady? You my mom?
I'm your mom. It's funny. I think I'm younger than you. You're cute. You mind if I slip a tongue in there?
No. This is going to be fun. I hope I don't die in this.
So the folks next door, the Parkinsons, what crime did they commit?
Nothing. That's for you to find out.
That's for me to find out.
Yeah, we don't know.
We have no lead here whatsoever.
You're the lead. You're the tip of the spear. You figure this shit out. What are you talking about?
I was told I was co-lead.
No. You're definitely.
You're definitely.
Don't worry about that.
I was this close to exposing Arthur Guinness and the Irish mob.
Yeah. The emphasis on this close. Never quite brought that one home, Seamus.
That was 16 years of investigation down the drain because of your mistake.
You're a shame. On all of us.
I like that.
That, in fact, is scene two. That is scene two. Thank you. Scene
Scene 3 comes from patron alchemaniac Will Morris, who wrote, Dear Alchemist Will Morris, here upstate St. Louis native and the only documented case of a person kept alive entirely on alchemy this alone. Thank you so much for engaging my dark sense of humor and helping me laugh about my father's stroke rehabilitation situation. My dad enjoyed the episode as well. Well, that's good to hear. We were hoping it might reach him. And so thank you for letting us know that, Will. I'll keep it short. I want to hear Brad Pitt sue for his botched steak knife vasectomy and would absolutely love Joey's Southern Judge. Joey, you butt-sucking toad licker, stop sending me all these jars labeled Joey's Yummy Yogurt. They're never sealed, always arrive covered in mold, and they attract snakes. I've got a goddamn snake infection. I'm not going to, quote-unquote, sell them to the kids or, fuck, quote, help you make yogurt, weirdo. Thanks, signed, Will.
Order.
Yep. Your Honor, sorry.
I'm not going to be quiet. This is the quarter.
All right, Mr. I said order.
Okay. Oh, he said order.
All right, Mr. Pitt, are you sure you want to represent yourself?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You can just talk normal, Mr. Pitt.
This is how I talk.
Seems like you're doing an impression of somebody you've acted with, maybe.
Huh? No, I haven't. No, I am, no.
Okay, sound better now. All right, and the other side of the aisle.
I do feel like, this is defense, by the way.
Yeah, and you don't need to do that voice either, just speak normal.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be a woman. What did you guys think? What do you guys think?
Crazy. That was good. I bought it.
Thank you. Actually, let's go back to that. My bad.
Okay, so basically, like, we're the defense, and it's an insult that Brad Pitt is, like, here. Like, why is he not hiring a professional to prosecute us? You know what I mean? Like, it's an insult to me. I went to years and years and years of law school, top of my class. The end.
Okay, that has nothing to do with the case. He has the right. So we're talking about your pee-pee got cut, right, Mr. Pitt?
A little bit. I had,
This is a new character, I feel like.
I had surgery, and,
Your Honor, I would greatly appreciate if you would not address my client directly. Sorry, I was late to court this morning, Your Honor, but it is in fact a pleasure to be at your side again.
No, it's my honor. It's everybody in this court's honor. Wow.
I imagine so. So then, if you had a question for my client, please, what would that question be?
I just wanted to get a brief summary of the case from your end.
Well, it's all there in front of you in the documentation. Basically, my client, the Academy Award-winning actor Brad Pitt, had a piece of his penis removed, unsatisfactory, and we are seeking damages to the tune of $116 million.
Wow, that sounded so good. That sounded so good. That's going to be tough to lose. Yeah, I think so. I think that deserves, yeah. Yeah.
I'm used to more than a smattering, but it's early.
Defense? Anything to say, or should we just call it?
Oh, God, that one's going to be hard to stop.
What do you mean?
Pardon me. Go in there,
do something about this.
Coming through, I'm a doctor.
I didn't see this coming. Oh, this is weird. Okay, all right. Please come through. Come through and okay, just...
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Wow, you're wearing the lab coat, too.
And I have a briefcase.
Oh, this case is getting difficult.
Now you'll see here, as I present before the court, X-rays.
Oh,
wow. X-rays.
Ew! Objection, Your Honor. My client has 50% negative kill. We did not see this evidence prior.
use some terminology I didn't know. So
right, we have a 50% kill ratio on any sort of negative that may be used of my client. And if this so-called doctor, I've not seen any credentials, is insisting that these x-rays did in fact represent my client's innards, he can only use 50% of what he's brought we've not seen.
There's only one way to find out. If the x-rays match Mr. Pitt's penis, then they're the true x-rays.
So, well, then. Okay, well, he's saying 50%. I have four x-rays. What if I hold them face down, you pull two randomly, and I get to use the other two for the case?
Ooh, like a magic trick.
Like a magic trick.
Yeah, that's how it works. We just randomly pull two without seeing the evidence. Your Honor, what is happening here in your court, or should I say circus?
I'll tell you what's happening. Legalism. All right, we'll see two.
Okay, we'll see two. Your Honor, did you want to pull two?
Let defense pick two.
Okay.
Objection, Your Honor. Can we not use the word pull when associated with my client's penis?
We will draw two.
Suck two, perhaps?
Suck two is better. Suck two is better.
Go ahead, suck any two.
So with my mouth, or?
Now, look, we get a lot of high-profile lawyers, even like federal judges coming through here, okay? So when you're making steak drinks, okay, you want to make sure they're clean, and you want to make sure they're salted correctly. All right.
Okay.
So this is, look, I'm going to leave you on the floor alone. All right.
This is going to be thanks for your taking first a chance on me. I'm so excited.
Hey. Don't give me that. Okay. You earned this.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not taking a chance. You're putting in the work.
All right. Test me.
Okay. Someone comes up and they say, hey, I want a ribeye Manhattan. What do you do? Go.
Okay. You take the raw steak. Mm-hmm. You dip it in vermouth.
That's right.
You pour out the vermouth. You put the steak on the grill. Mm-hmm. You rim the glass with sugar and lemon.
That's right.
Okay. Then you pour that out. Mm-hmm. Check on the steak. It's still cooking.
Still cooking.
You add a little salt and pepper. Just salt and pepper. That's it.
Yeah. Let the steak speak for itself.
You fill the glass with ice.
Uh-huh. Mm.
You rim it with salt. Yep. Pour the salt out. Yep. Check on the steak again. Mark. It's over. It's done. It's been going too long. It's too well done.
What do you do?
Okay. Take it off. Throw it away.
Right.
Take out another steak. Put it on the grill.
What kind of steak?
Hector. A ribeye. A ribeye.
Excuse me. I've had a long night. You guys open? You guys take
yes.
orders?
Yes. Actually, he's the bartender.
Yes. How can I help you? Look, steak bartender.
Look, I just need a shot, if I'm being honest. I just need a quick back. So I'm thinking, I don't know, skirt. I don't know. What are you thinking?
We've got a wonderful skirt. We've got a butt. We've got we've got a porterhouse.
You know what? Let's do porterhouse shot. Let's do a shot of porterhouse, please.
Shot of porterhouse coming right up.
Can you talk through the process as you're making that? I love this bar.
Great. I'm going to rim your glass. I am taking out a porterhouse steak right now. Just putting it under the heat real lightly.
Oh, here she comes. You just keep talking. This is I'm cheating on my wife with this woman here. So
great.
I'm gonna tell her now. So it's gonna be
good to know.
A little tough. I should make two of those. Go ahead. Keep talking. Hey.
Two of those. Okay, take it out.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Right here.
I can't wait. How are you? I cannot wait to make out and then have sex later.
Yeah, we're gonna do
just a splash of grenadine in there.
I got a couple
Ralph,
of shots coming
is this?
For us.
Who is this?
Wait.
Oh,
oh my God, that's your wife. I've seen her portrait in your wallet.
Wait, you knew that I had a wife?
Yeah, you wear a wedding ring.
We're gonna do a dry rub. Just a dry rub.
So you're just gonna be doing this behind my fucking back. I'm not just gonna be doing this, Jess. I'm not gonna just be doing this. I'm doing this.
You're doing it.
Why'd you invite us both here?
I needed to first. Hold on, I got a couple of drinks coming for you.
That baby is still mooing.
What drinks do you have? What are those? What is this? What are you making, bartender? I got a couple of shots. Yeah, tell them.
I am making a couple of porterhouse shots right here. I am a steak bartender.
Just two.
So who gets who are the two people? There's three of us here. So who are the two people that get it?
Let me just say this. I want a tomahawk chocolate martini.
Okay,
now.
Hold on. Hold on, okay?
And I want espresso filet mignon.
Oh, jeez.
Tomahawk chocolate martini, espresso filet mignon. Got it?
Great.
Got it?
You better talk through that. You better talk through that.
I'm taking out the raw meat right now.
What's going on?
I've got a bar of pure cacao.
So you can see everybody of the court.
Sorry, does it matter? I feel like I did wipe my spit off of those. Should I?
It's
like
okay. It's okay. Yes.
Look, please. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, look. we've been doing this little test run, little dry run, if you will, dry rub, if you're talking about steaks, and seeing how this was going to go over cases, in action. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a week. It's a week.
What do you mean? I'm a doctor.
You're a pediatrician.
I'm a pediatrician.
Or podiatrist. What's the foot one? What's the foot one? Is it podiatrist?
Right.
I'm asking, what's the foot one?
So what I'm saying is I come in with my...
What's the foot doctor? What's the podiatrist? Okay, thank you. Thank you, somebody, for God's sakes.
Sorry, I'm taking minutes of this meeting. Should I have written all of that down?
Yes, you should have.
No.
And what if you have a child who needs to go to the doctor with a foot problem?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it... Oh, well, what do you do?
Okay, we're getting off track here. We need to get back to that's Brad a good Pitt's question. Penis.
I guess anyone would go to a...
Well, I am a pediatric podiatrist, so you're seeing the right guy.
Okay, so there is. So you have a double specialty, or is this like a single?
I am a pediatric podiatrist. I specialize in children.
But let me ask you this though. But what liquid would you give to somebody who's dehydrated? Like a baby, perhaps. No, something that has more electrolytes.
Oh, what's that one? Pedialyte.
No, Pedialyte.
So I typically, as a pediatric podiatrist, I would give Pedialyte.
Okay, and now. And now, do you have an affinity for young children by any chance? Like romantically?
A pedophile?
What the fuck?
Dear God, get out of here. Who are you? I'm beginning to suspect that none of you have a child who has foot issues.
Okay, right here. Holy shit.
And at that point, a normal person would have asked, why did he mention or accuse you of being a pedophile? But you didn't do that, did you?
I'm not sure where you're going with this. Is there a question here?
Well, sure. You've had a practice for 15 years. Some children have come out of it better and some haven't.
Okay.
So, like I'm saying, a normal person would have said, why the question about being a pedophile? But...
I mean, I did get outraged and kick them out of my office. I didn't say those exact words, perhaps.
Right. And did they leave your office?
Oh, I'm so glad we're out of that office because I want to leave that behind. I don't want to hear anything about that ever again.
You asked that question, though.
That was intense.
Yeah, I thought we were playing the pee game. Okay, anyway. So
I got to get a drink. I got to get a steak drink.
You want to go in here? Okay.
Guys, it's 10 a.m.
I don't give a shit what time it is.
Hey,
Papa's got a drink.
We're not open.
Hey, hold on. Hey, don't talk to her like that, by the way. Don't talk to her.
No,
like
he's
that.
Allowed to. I gave him permission, written permission in HR.
Sorry, folks. I'm still talking through drink orders from yesterday.
Okay, now, if you're going to be making a frozen steak drink, what do?
Okay. All right. You open the freezer.
Wow, Brad, you're so sweet. Wait, before we do that, do you want to grab a condom? I don't want to get pregnant, and I'm not on the pill.
Maybe we could talk. That'd be good. I'd rather just talk than do anything. So, look, I have a jar.
What voice is this? What voice are you doing? Are you in character?
This is me. I'm Brad Pitt. This is my voice.
Is there an issue? Am I ugly?
No. You're so pretty. I think it'd be better if we talked.
I don't follow.
Oh, I want to talk to you.
Is there a problem with your penis?
Look, I'll be honest with you. 50% of my PP has been botched.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Can I see it?
So how was your date with fucking Brad Pitt?
Shut up, shut up, shut up. You get the drinks. You get the drinks and I'll talk.
Can we get two T-bones with salsa, please? Thank you.
Okay, can I just make them? Can I just make them?
No, we want to hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. We want to hear it. Okay, okay.
And that is our show for today. Oh, my
golly. Let's thank our alchemists in no particular order, with Caroline Connor leading the pack. Caroline, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Last time you were here, I asked last several times where folks could find you and your wares. And the answer seems to be your shenanigans on Instagram.
Yeah, that's true. Cotter Poop. I also am doing Twitch shows, which I plugged the wrong way last time because that's how good I know how it works. And it's on.
That's right.
It's Bad Stream, and stream is spelled STR3AM, I think.
That's right.
I'm sure. And that was... I have a new podcast. It's called Cotter Core.
Cotter Core.
That's right.
And the folks will find that wherever they find podcasts.
I don't know.
Sure. Well done. Well done. Atul Singh, thank you for being here as always.
Thank you for having me. It's great. Always have a good time. I really enjoyed it when Craig put the steak back on to the grill.
And folks will find you.
You can find me on my socials at Atul Time. I'm on Clubhouse, but I don't go there. So find me there.
Awesome. And thank you so much. Chris Alvarado, thoughts? Did you watch the first episode of Below Deck Sailing?
No.
It just started Monday. We've got some talking to do.
No. Jesus. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into that. What's Cotter Core about?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us what your new podcast is about, Chris?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. This is how it goes, Caroline. So I have a new podcast, everybody. It's called The Comedy Fix. You know, it's been described as like a comedy and philosophy talk, right, where they intersect.
Who described it like that?
You know, people, everyone's talking. It's a buzz. People are a buzz about it. So please check out, first listen to Cotter Core, and then go to The Comedy Fix. I think that'll be a nice evening for you.
Chris, does your podcast talk about Cotter Core at all?
It will. It's starting now. Sweet. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So Caroline, somewhere between the way you sold it and the way Chris did, that's that piece. That's that place we're looking for.
Yeah, I think I get it.
Yep. Huh. And thank you for that. Craig Kukowski.
Great. I'd love to plug a movie if possible.
Please.
The Devil's Own, 1997. Alan J. Pakula. Brad Pitt is an IRA informant. Check it out. See if his Irish accent is better than any of ours. And if Joey's impression of Brad Pitt is any good.
I feel like Harrison Ford is in that.
He's also in that.
Yep. I like that movie. Speaking of Joey Greer's accent, Joey?
Hello. Check out Alchemy This on Instagram. You know, give it a little follow.
Yeah.
You're going to see stuff.
Would it kill you?
And I can't wait for Cotter Core Podcast. I can't wait to figure out what that is and why I'm listening to it. So I'm excited.
Let's get to the core of it. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you so damn much for joining us each and every time. Please tell everyone you've ever met about us and write a damn review if you have the time. If you don't, it's A-OK. It's 12 noon here in Los Angeles at this very moment, and I would like you to please be kind to everyone you know and wear a mask. Damn it. Until next time.
Alchemy is.